Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line covers the sports world here in New Orleans and all across South Louisiana. Jeff Duncan for the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm out in Audubon Park sitting on a bench looking at a beautiful night in New Orleans.
What?
So it's good to join you.
I told Charlie, I don't know, it's maybe, I think they're trying to sweat me out where I'm at right now. Charlie knows the whole story, but whatever. Jeff, how long have you covered the scene here in the New Orleans area?
Oh, man, you're dating me now, Mike. 1999 is when I started, so it's been 25 years.
Okay, well that, you're just a young man compared to me. But I wanted to ask you, and this is not a Saints-related question, but last night what we saw from Cason Evans, and it was an in-the-moment situation now. Because, man, you squeezing cheese if you LSU. You're the number one ranked team in the country. You fixing to go down to Little Rock here. And he comes in here 5-1, and he ends up putting out the fire in a crucial situation. And I've had people text me, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal because of the game. Not that big of a deal. If you lose, you stay home for the entire season. I think what Cason Evans did last night, and I know you've covered the baseball, basketball, football world here, I think that's a signature moment in LSU baseball history, what Cason Evans did last night.
Mike, I couldn't agree more. You know, unfortunately, these, you know, in the baseball tournaments, I know you get the home field advantage, but it's a lot like the NCAA basketball tournament in that the pressure is all on the top seed. You could sense it last night. Little Rock was playing very loose. They had nothing to lose. No one expected them to win. So there was a lot of pressure on LSU, and the way he came in and took over that game, I mean, I don't care who you're playing. You strike out 9 people in a row. That's sensational. That's historic. And for a freshman to do it in that environment, on that stage, and I think more than anything, the emotion he showed really lifted up his teammates, and you can see why he's going to be, you know, a Friday night starter in the future for LSU. That was just an epic moment in Alex Box's history, and there's been a lot of them over the years there.
No question about it. You wrote a story about the Saints' new defense, kind of Brandon Staley's version of the 3-4 alignment. And I think it's all hybrid today, Jeff, 4-3-3-4, you know, it just depends on where your stand-up guy is with this deal. But the terminology and knowing what to do, I think, is certainly going to be paramount. We haven't heard a lot about exactly how things are going to be done. The only guy who let the cat meow out the bag a little bit was Alante Taylor. He did draft night coverage with us, night one. And I asked him, what are you planning? How are they going to use you? And he started to laugh. What are they going to use me? A lot of different ways. But Coach Staley said they're going to use me like they did Jalen Ramsey with the Rams. which means, you know, you outside on the first two downs and then you kick inside where you can either be covering the slot guy or rushing the quarterback, which he does very well. So your thoughts on this sort of transversion here, and it's, I think, never smooth. There's always going to be a few hiccups along the way. But bringing in veteran players who have done it, I think, is important for this defense right now.
Yeah, you've seen some guys they've signed that have experience in this system with Brandon Staley. That makes a lot of sense. And the thing that surprised me, Mike, when I talked to him, was he thinks they're going to get up and running a lot quicker maybe than the outside world does. I sensed it would be maybe a 1 or 2 year transition because of the personnel not quite fitting. But he said one of the strengths of the 3-4 is that you can come in and kind of mix and match guys. You can find homes for them there. It's a little more flexible than the 4-3 as far as finding personnel fits. And he thinks they're not going to have that big of a transition. I guess we'll all find out. But I was really impressed talking to him about how they're going to utilize everyone, really, in the pass rush scheme, including Alante Taylor. I know Derwin James did a lot of blitzing when he had him in L.A., and they're really high on Alante Taylor. They made a great point, too, in that conversation of, and we see it more and more often, Mike, you know, the top elite receivers now are in the slot. That's where they're playing. And you're not going to put your third best defensive back on their number one wide receiver. It's just a matchup league. And he said, the way he explained it to me was, people are putting $30 million in the slot. I'm not going to put $5 million opposite that. So, you know, that's why I think it shows you how much they think of Alante Taylor, that he's one of the few guys that can play outside and inside.
It was funny about that, Jeff. We doing Super Bowl coverage, and Marcus Colston passes by, and I said, "Hey, you got a few minutes?" Say, "Yeah." And so we start talking, and he was like, "You know, I was the first big receiver to play in the slot." I was like, "Okay." He said, "Yeah." Coach Payton came up to me. I said, "You know, Coach, I've really only played one spot at wide receiver, you know, in college." And he was like, "Well, you learned it real quick." And he put him in the slot, and he said, "You know, I saw so many different looks, because back then your two best cover guys were still staying out on the edge."
Yep.
He said, "I never went up against a one or a two. I went up against the third guy." And he said, "You know what? I was able to beat that third guy."
Yeah, and that showed you some of the just the innovation and forward thinking, kind of progressive thinking that Sean Payton and that offensive staff had back then. Because I can remember distinctly Marcus Colston spending almost every third down in the slot, and no one ever matched up with their premier guy on him. It took years for people to realize that he was their number one receiver, and that was just a good example of how ahead of the game they were back there, the Saints offense. And, you know, it's interesting in this conversation with Staley, he talked a lot about the Vic Fangio defense and the two split safeties, you know, playing shell coverage deep. They're going to do a lot of – the other thing that he talked about that I didn't mention in the column was Saints are going to do a lot of changing, and this is not uncommon. Most defenses around the league today do it, but they're going to change their coverage and their look post-snap. You know, these quarterbacks, Mike, as you know, they're just too good. If you sit there and are in the coverage, especially the veteran ones, they can identify. We saw Drew Brees do it time and time again. You can't just sit there and that look. They're going to change things on the back end after the snap to try and confuse the – especially in today's game, if you think about it, there's just a lot of young quarterbacks in the league, and it's going to take them a while to learn the NFL game, so why not challenge them that way?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the things, too, Jeff, when they hired Brandon Staley, and it just so happened that afternoon I had Pete Jenkins on, and, you know, Pete and I are talking, and off the air before he came on, he was like, Mike, I'm going to tell you one thing. You better get some different look linebackers, because in a 3-4, you're going to need some bigger guys. So he said, I'm going to tell you this. He said, I don't know what they're going to do with Chase Young. He said, I know Grandison's under contract, but those two guys, they're not always going to have their hand in the dirt. They're going to be stand up before linebackers real quick in Brandon Staley's defense.
Yeah, and we've already seen some of that in practice. I think they're going to be up and down. I think that's part of the success of that scheme is you don't really know what those outside edge guys are going to do. But as you know, and all the listeners know, it all starts with the stop and the run. I mean, I know that sounds so simplistic, but the Saints were second to last in the league last year against the run. They really got bullied in the trenches, especially when they played good offenses. When they played, we saw Denver just run it right down their throat. Tampa Bay did it. It's got to start there. It's not going to matter what scheme they play. They've got to get more physical in the trenches, and I think that's been a point of emphasis this offseason, trying to get stronger in the trenches and bigger up front, like Pete said. Some of these guys on the edge have to be able to contain the edge, because the whole defense is based on the ability to stop the run and get into those good passing situations on third down.
Again, space-eating nose tackles as well, Jeff. And that's why you went out and got Devon Godshaw, and that's why, you know, maybe a Vernon Broughton can turn into that as well, the rookie out of Texas that he took in the third round. But also the defensive linemen that you already have, they're having to make that shift to the 3-4. Mike already brought up like Chase Young and Carl Granderson having to potentially do some stand-up outside linebacker stuff where you might be asked to drop into coverage on certain plays. You'll have to see. But Brian Bercy is who I wanted to ask you about as well, because what do you project his role being? I think in a 3-4, he's maybe a defensive end.
Yeah, Charlie, that's where he's going to play, and I think he fits well there. I think that's where Broughton's going to play as well. I thought he was going to be a nose tackle, but they insist that he'll be along the defensive line next to the nose tackle at the defensive end spot. But Brzee, I think they're counting on to thrive in this position switch, and he has to. I mean, they need him to step up. He's a former first rounder. They've got to get some more production out of him, and not just in the pass rush. He's got to be more effective against the run. And I think having a fresh start with a new defensive staff and a whole new scheme, sometimes a light bulb turns on for these guys. We've seen it happen before, and I think he's one they're counting on.
One of the things, too, I think, is when I look at this roster and the way Brandon Staley's going to play defensively, and I talked to Greg Cosell about this, that there's still the hunt there to look for defensive backs. Because in all these multiple sets and all, and you're going to have an injury somewhere along the line, or injuries, I should say, there, that this team still has to go out and look for a corner and safety.
I think so. I'd be surprised if they don't add at least one DB to the room before the start of camp. And it might be someone you're not thinking of. I mean, we're so used to the way Dennis Allen ran his scheme, right, guys? I mean, they like bigger, longer press cover guys. That's not the case. They want guys that can play a little more in space, might be a little smaller. I mean, they don't want to be too small out there, but they're not afraid to take a 5'10", 5'11 guy that has better movement skills in space than, say, Dennis Allen's scheme, the way it looked for length and physicality at the point of attack. Because they're going to play a lot of pattern matchup zone in this scheme a little more than they played in the past. So the skill set's going to be a little bit different for those guys outside. And it wouldn't surprise me to see them bring in a guy that maybe people aren't thinking of because we're so ingrained of thinking about these long, lanky 6'1" corners here in the Allen scheme.
Yeah, the corner room is something to watch as well, Jeff. I mean, we go from last year with Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo and Alante Taylor and, you know, the rookie with Kool-Aid, and we're talking about how strong the cornerback room is for the Saints team and how weak the offensive line room kind of looked. And then it's kind of the inverse now with, you know, bolstering the unit with Kelvin Banks Jr. Now you feel good about the offensive line, but you trade away Marshawn Lattimore, you let Paulson Adebo walk in free agency, and all of a sudden you have some question marks in the cornerback spot. Now with Alante potentially playing inside and out, as Mike had mentioned, playing outside on some base downs, and then in the sub packages, he moves to this quote-unquote star role or whatever you want to call it with, like, the nickel. What's kind of your thoughts on what the Saints could potentially do outside with Kool-Aid McKinstry on one corner and what they would do on the other corner, outside corner, if Alante Taylor is in the slot? Is it going to be someone on this roster right now, or, as you mentioned, are they going to go grab someone?
Well, I mean, right now, it's Ike Yiadom, and I know Quincy Riley will probably get a look when he finally gets on the field. The cornerback, he's best suited outside. But that's why I think, because you have such a question mark there opposite McKinstry, I think they'd have to add one more veteran to that mix. And look, that's an area that I think is very vulnerable right now. Even with Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid McKinstry, those guys, to some degree, are still – somewhat unproven, inconsistent. And in this league, you know, this is just a merciless league. I mean, they're going to go after those guys until they can prove that they can shut people down. So I think it's still a major question mark, maybe the second biggest question mark on the roster after you get past defensive tackle.
Jeff, last question for you, pretty much a yes or no. Do you think Taysom Hill plays in 2025 for the Saints?
Yeah, I do, and I know that's a question a lot of people have. I'm just banking on Taysom Hill. Like the same way the Saints banked on Drew Brees in 2006, and that gamble, that roll of the dice paid off, you're banking on his character, his ability to come back, and he's one of these guys. He says he wanted to play. He sounds committed to playing. I think he gets back on the field, and I think he'll still be very effective. I'll be surprised if he's not.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, enjoy Autumn and Park and that real cool air, because in about 10 days, we're going to be hitting that 95 to 100 mark every day.
Bruce.
Right in time for training camp, Mike. Perfect timing.
That's it, baby. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Duncan does a great job covering the sports scene for the Times-Picayune. Mooring Advocate covers the Saints, Pelicans, you name it, but also has spent a lot of time covering LSU baseball, so that's why I wanted to ask him that question, certainly about what we saw last night from Cason Evans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.